All right, everybody, we have Rick Spielman will join now.
Good morning, everyone. Appreciate you getting on the conference call this morning. Let me get you updated on the current situation. First and foremost, the most important thing is the concern for Coach Zimmer and his health. Last night, as he was after we had our walkthrough practice, in the afternoon, his vision became worse. Our medical staff, led by Eric Sugarman, took him down to the doctors. Last night, he went under emergency surgery for a detached retina, which I know everybody's has known about. So this morning, he did have a follow-up appointment. And after this morning's appointment, Coach Zimmer will not be coaching tonight. We felt this for the best interests of his health. So tonight, Mike Prefer will serve as the interim head coach. Pat Shurmur will run the offense. He's prepared all week to have a game plan, and his main focus tonight will be running the offense. George Edwards will run the defense, and he's been in the meetings and prepared to run the defense tonight. And then, like I said earlier, Mike Prefer will handle the interim coach. Last night, I did meet with all the coaches. I met with the players at the team meeting, so everybody understands the situation. They are ready and prepared because Coach Zimmer coached them all week. We had a normal week of preparation heading in tonight's game. Unfortunate that this incident happened, last night before the game today, but I have the utmost confidence in our coaches and in our players that they will be prepared and ready to go based off the preparation and how they practiced all week. So I'll go ahead and open it up for questions. I know there'll probably be a lot of questions, but if you can just kind of state who your name is, and then I'll try to answer as best I can.
Hey, Rick, Chris Thomas, and my dear friend. When Gary Kubiak sat out in October against the Chargers, they put the special teams coordinator, the interim coach, because they didn't want to disrupt the offensive and defensive coordinators. Is that a similar thing you prefer?
I think, yeah, Chris, I had numerous conversations last night before Coach Zimmer went under surgery. I've talked to him numerous times this morning, going through the different scenarios. And I believe at this time for this game, the best scenario is to have everybody do their roles because Pat has spent all week getting the offensive prepared. George Edwards has spent all week with the defense, and then this frees up them from those head coaching responsibilities for tonight's game, and we have the utmost confidence in Mike Prefer that he will be able to handle the interim head coaching duties for tonight.
Hey, Rick, it's Josh with AD. Might have to miss, could this go on more than one game?
Right now, he had a follow-up appointment this morning, and we're just worried about today. And we're taking this one day at a time. We'll reassess. We want to get through today. We want to get through tonight's game, and then we'll reassess tomorrow where we're at with everything.
John again. I mean, is there any concern just from you guys? I mean, you know how hard Zim works and how much he puts into this. I mean, did he kind of push it too hard here over the last few weeks while he was going through things? And is that kind of what led to today?
No, not at all. I know, okay. As has been previously reported, he had two other surgeries. But it got to a point where the surgery last night was a little bit more significant. We have to see how his eye responds to that surgery. It's been less than 12 hours or just a little over 12 hours right now. So we'll make all that determination going forward. But I do know how intense Coach Zimmer is. I know how hard he works at it. And talking with him today and with the doctors, as much as he wants to be out there coaching tonight, it's in his best interest to make sure that we get this taken care of.
Yeah, Rick, Chris Thomason again. If you really want to coach, you have to tell Mike that no, you can't coach tonight.
Yeah, Coach Zimmer is like he's never missed a game. And I know how hard this is on him. You know, if you go back, even when he had to go through the tragedy of his wife passing away, he did coach. So this is the first time he's ever going to miss a game. And I can't express how hard it is on Coach not to be able to coach tonight. But I also, we have to look out for the long term of his health. And to put him out there tonight, and I don't know, I'm not a doctor, but to have potentially a negative effect where it could affect his vision permanently, no one knows that, but it's not worth the risk. And we're looking out for the long term of his health.
Rick, Stacey Dales with NFL Network. Where will Mike be tonight and today, during this game?
Right now, Coach Zimmer will be at his home resting. And he will not be at the game tonight, because I know if he was at the game tonight, there's no way you're going to be able to contain him, in a box, or him being not Mike Zimmer. So he'll be resting today and tonight, and we'll go with what we have. And I have the utmost confidence, because Coach Zimmer, again, prepared this team to play tonight. He was at every practice. He ran every meeting, and we're ready to go.
And Rick, when you talked to the players last night, what was their reaction?
Well, last night when I spoke with the players, it was not determined, because we had to wait till the exam this morning on whether he was going to coach or not. So once he got reevaluated by the doctors this morning, talking with the doctors, talking with our medical staff, that for the long-term concerns, and for his long-term health, is when we determined this morning that he will not coach today.
And the players' reaction?
I am going to speak. The players are going through a walkthrough here in about 20 minutes, and then once the walkthrough, I will address the team on tonight, or today, this morning here, on how we're going to handle this game for tonight.
Rick, this is Pastor Woody with the New York Times. Given the surgery, did the doctors not want him to watch the game on television? Would he have to listen on the radio instead?
No, he can watch the game on television. He's just going to have to make sure that he's not coaching when he's watching the game, which will be hard for him to do. But, again, we're going off some of the leading experts in the country on this injury, and how significant it can be if it's not taken care of properly. And I think this morning, I think Coach Zimmer finally realized how significant of an injury this is.
Rick, are you going to take away his phone so he can't be just calling people?
Well, he cannot call during a game anyway. It's illegal from an NFL standpoint. So he fully understands that. Everybody understands the situation. And like I said, we'll go into the game. We're as prepared as we've ever been, and we're ready to play.
Rick,
from the Minneapolis Star Tribune, is there still concern that he could potentially have permanent vision loss, or is there a sense that this would be able to kind of take care of?
I'm not going to talk about the medical, and I'm not a doctor. I know just where we're at today, what the results were today. I know it's being handled with the top professionals in the country. It's being handled with the utmost urgency from our medical staff as well. And we're just going to have to reassess as we go through this. But right now, we're concerned about today. We're concerned about what's best for him today. And that we determined that it is not worth the risk for him to be out there and coaching tonight.
Hey, Rick.
Well, he's been to regular checkups and eye appointments. As you know, he's had two previous surgeries on it. There's been steps in place to see if we can correct it without affecting his ability to be on a field and coach. Again, yesterday afternoon, his vision in his one eye got significantly worse, and that's when we reacted and got him to get the surgery last night. Got him checked out right away, and the doctors determined that he needed the surgery last night.
Rick, when did you guys determine that Mike would be your interim head coach? Was that something very recent, or has that been sort of in the game plan, considering, you know, the issues with his eye for the past month?
You know, when he started having issues with his eye, we didn't know, you know, how significant that, you know, it could potentially become, but we tried, you know, to talk through scenarios, myself and him, looked at a lot of different scenarios, but under the circumstances for tonight, because this happened a day before the game, and less than 12 hours ago, I've talked with the ownership about it last night and reconfirmed with them this morning that myself and Coach Zimmer felt this was a best approach to take for tonight's game.
Rick, you're Mitchell, Fox 9. You know Mike Zimmer very well. And for him to even come to this conclusion with you and see how much pain he's going through, on a personal level, how difficult is it for you to see him go through this and have to struggle through it and to know that blindness is on the other side, that has to be a choice bigger than football.
And that's where this decision comes down to. And as hard-headed as he is and as tough-minded as he is, we've had some pretty significant talks, one-on-one, heart-to-heart, on what is important in life and what isn't. And I think after we've had numerous conversations and, you know, I expressed to him specifically that potentially going blind in one eye is not worth one game in the NFL. We have to look out for your long-term health. We have to look out, you know, for what's best for you. And that's the number one concern that anyone's worried about. And I think it, you know, he finally came to realize that today. But it's very difficult for him to handle because of his personality, because of his perseverance. Because of him wanting to be out there and lead the team tonight, it's very difficult on him. But all of our organization, from ownership on down, are there to support him and give him the best care possible so this doesn't have a negative outcome that could potentially affect the rest of his life. I can't determine that. I'm not a doctor. All I know is what the situation that I got a call last night around 5 p.m. on the situation. I came down to the hotel last night. I stayed overnight at the hotel. And we've been working over the last 12 hours putting in the best plan possible. Now, we'll reassess everything tomorrow, and we'll reassess everything as we go forward. But we have to rely on the experts in this area, and we'll follow their lead and go from there.
Rick, it's Dave Campbell, the Associated Press. Was the hope that after the second procedure Mike had about a month ago that this would be fine, or was it always the case that he might need to get it addressed again?
Well, it was always the intent on the surgery, the two previous surgeries, that it would be taken care of. And we have monitored that on a weekly basis, and you know, but it's unpredictable. Again, I wish I was an expert in air to tell you why, but I'm not. But I know when the signs started showing up yesterday afternoon that his vision was becoming significantly worse, that it raised red flags across the board. So our medical staff did a great job reacting right away. We got the surgeons in place last night and got him seen first, and they made a determination that he needed the surgery last night. We couldn't put it off any longer. But you can't, I wish there was, say, there was an indicator that said you saw this coming or when it comes. You can't predict any of that. Because he was fine during the week. I mean, he was, you know, doing his normal routine, getting ready for the season. There were no issues during the week at all. And then all of a sudden, this hit about yesterday afternoon.
Time for two more questions.
Larry Fitzgerald, National Programming Network. Rick, are you confident that he will be able to finish the season?
Again, Larry, I right now we're just determined about today and where we're at today and what his medical condition is today. I have no doubt that our team is prepared for tonight. I have no doubt that this coaching staff will do an unbelievable job tonight. And we'll just have to reassess where he is at from a health standpoint as we go forward. And I will promise you that I will keep you updated. As the more information we get, I will keep everybody updated on his condition.
Rick, could you make a comment on Mike Prefer? He hasn't been a head coach at any level. What's your confidence level in him tonight?
I think, you know, the one thing about it is that he's done an outstanding job on special teams. I think the one thing that's significant about special teams coaches is they're always thinking about game management situations, whether to kick a field goal. You know, do you take a safety or do you punt out of the end zone? There's a lot of different scenarios that those special teams coaches have to go through. But it's not like, you know, we've had to put in an offense and defensive game plan, but I know Prefer's leadership, usually special teams coaches are the ones that are speaking to the whole team during special teams meetings, because it's not divided into offense and defense. It's the whole team. And I don't have any doubt that that Mike Prefer will do a great job tonight. All right, I appreciate everybody joining in tonight, or joining in this morning. Thank you for everything and joining the call. And that just keep our thoughts and prayers with Coach Zimmer as we go through this. Thank you.
Thank you.